This is RSBNB Update, episode 500, recorded Saturday, January 17, 2015, The Golden Voice. Hello, everybody, and welcome to RSBNB Update, episode 500, which will hopefully not be the internal server error version of this podcast. Props up if you know what that means. Anyways, this week, Earth and Trekkie are joining us.
Hey. Yes, unfortunately, Shane would tell us about the other people that were supposed to come today.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Pika had to work. Chief Snake got pulled away on a little vacation to somewhere that is very nice, so that is completely, you know, understandable. And Brad Woodward got pulled away to something unknown that he didn't tell me about. We will endeavor to try and get some of these people on in the new year. But with that being said, let's discuss this week's RS update, shall we?
Okay, let's get started then.
So this week is a simple update, to say the least, something that, you know, has probably been needed for quite some time. Some drop table reworks, elemental, and of course the rare drop table. Elementals include creatures such as water fiends, dust devils, ice fiends, ice warriors, jellies, pyre fiends, killer watts, and aquanites.
Did you say fiends?
I suppose I did.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that's just always been the way that I say these creatures ever since, you know, episode one of this podcast. But, in any case, these drop tables have been reworked to basically just bring them up to speed as to what would be deemed as valuable in today's RS economy, you know, seeing as though, well, maybe we don't need all these steel items that come from water fiends, or we don't
need... So have dust devils, are they dropping more items that look like a dragon plate or chain body? Instead of what, the vambraces and what else is there?
Well, it's just the spirit ruby now that they drop that is red.
Oh, they don't drop red vambraces anymore?
No.
Oh, no.
But...
That doesn't seem right.
But the dragon chain has been made from very rare to just rare.
How much is that worth now?
763K.
Is that a joke?
No, that's the real price.
What?
And after fighting Dust Devils for so long, I still never got one.
Well, maybe you will now.
Oh, my God.
Just because they're real. Are rare.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, I mean, that's kind of what happens with a level 60 chain body, right? When you have Barrow's armor and...
Yeah, and the plate body, too.
Yeah. So people, right. Well, it's not exactly something people want.
It looks really cool, though.
Yeah.
It does, indeed. It does, but... It's not as useful as it used to be.
Back in the olden days, Mike and I would do nightly Kalfite Queen runs, and we did 440 runs, and we only got one dragon chain, and this was when they were worth around 40 million each.
It barely covered the cost of all the stuff, right?
Yeah. That's true.
But you got one, and you can say you got one.
Yeah.
So.
Whether or not that was good.
You'll call that a victory, I'm sure.
No, actually. Because if we didn't, Mike wouldn't have sold his green party hat. And, well, he would have been much better.
Oh, asshole.
Off.
You made him sell his green party hat?
No, that was his decision.
Oh, man.
That was
Shane.
His That was his decision, not mine.
Man.
So...
I bet he's kicking himself over that.
No, I don't think he would.
I did a little bit when I sold my red one. I bought it. I sold it to buy a mask set after the great duplication of, was it 2003 or something?
Yeah.
Why would you change your mask or party hat for a mask set?
Yeah, well, but it's time. A set. Not... How much are masks worth now?
Probably 300 like 500 million.
Really? It went up? I don't know. We'll check later.
I'll take a mask set.
Yeah, me too. Can I have it, please?
Go to
please?
Hell. You're richer than I am.
Actually, no. I only have... actually, no. Scratch that. I found some change under the sofa last night, so I can continue to farm. But anyways...
You talk did.
About yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, dear.
Let's see. Other changes... believe it or not, Google is very good at finding, you know, things that Jagex doesn't publish, and it linked me to a Reddit post pertaining to all these changes. I'm not going to go through all of them, but it does look like the drops were made that way. I want to focus in on the Dust Devils and Water Fiends in particular. Dust Devils have had... added mithril chain bodies, 5 soul runes, buckets of sand, soda ash, and access to the seed drop table. They have had removed their 50 coin drop, the 5 chaos rune drop, 30 fire rune drop, so they don't even drop fire runes anymore.
Dust Devils don't?
Nope.
They should.
What?
No, they don't. Remember, they rune should. Value improvements.
They're a fire elemental.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they should drop like 5 at a time.
Yeah,
not necessarily.
I mean,
30,
quite honestly,
but...
when I was slaying Dust Devils, I loved them because they gave me a billion fire runes every run.
Yeah, and that was before.
Also, and if you bring your own natures, you can make the bonus to Peaches back in the day, and you stay there for a while.
Yeah, they were a good thing to fight. They also removed their Earth Battle Staff, the Steel Hatchet, and access to the gem drop table. What else?
Whoa. Oops. Hello?
I am having some lag here. Am I okay now?
Yeah, you're fine for now.
Maybe we should do that reformat that we were talking about. Okay. the Water Fiends one is an interesting one to look at as well, because mainly they just added battle staves and mithril arrowheads, but they removed a whole lot of things from these, including water vials, watermelon seeds, uncut sapphires, sharks, oysters, mithril arrows, sapphire bolts, mithril warhammers, full helmets, grapples, battle axes, addy plate bodies, water staves, blue van braces, the herb table, and the seed table. So basically, you're going to fight water fiends now, and you're just going to go to them for their charm drops, because that's pretty much all they drop nowadays.
Isn't that what everyone went to them for?
Pretty much.
To begin with?
They increased the coin drop to 1,200. Seaweed decreased to 6 rather than 20 to 30. Snape grass decreased to 6. The 5 to 11 water orbs has been decreased to 2. Mithril ore has been normalized at 4. Raw lobsters and raw sharks taken down a bit. And rune helmets are made little bit more common.
Yay!
So, there you go. That's the Water Fiends. You guys want to go into any of the other drop tables, or these two, the ones?
Not particularly.
Yeah, these two make the most sense, I think. But,
yeah.
Let's see. Any changes with Aqua Knights? I slay them once in a while, but really you went for them for the amulet, and that's not worth as much as it used to be before.
Yeah, they changed water battle staves from rare to uncommon. They removed a lot of the drops.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
You know, that seems to be a way of speeding up training, if you remove drops.
I like that, because now I'm not getting a lot of shit whenever it drops, so I don't have to... Because I'm the kind of person who likes to pick everything up and bank it. So now that's good for me, because I can just, I don't have to do that nearly as much. And Aqua Knights were the worst about that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they were a player-decided Slayer creature, and, you know, we really didn't need those things. Anyways, the regular rare drop table has seen dragon mediums, the loop half, and the key half of the half key added to it, as well as uncut diamonds. Whereas the super rare drop table has seen a whole lot added to it, including Triskelion fragments.
Wait, what the hell? Super rare drop table? Yeah. Wait, so there's a rare drop table and a super rare drop table?
Indeed.
When did they do that?
When they brought in the Triskelion fragments about a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
Also, left half of the dragon shield, which is worthless, as we all know. You're better off to high Alkit.
I got one of those.
Which one?
Half shield.
For which one? Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, so I finally got one. Oh, it's worthless. Okay.
Dragon spear. 4 magic tree seeds. 150 onyx bolts. 100 rune ore. A Vecna skull. 50 rune bars. 250 raw shark. 200 addy ore. 10 palm tree seeds. 200 battle stabs. The tooth half, and a pair of brawlers. So that's a super rare table. And these are accessed, or have a greater chance of being accessed if you're wearing a ring of wealth. So this is why you want to wear a ring of wealth, is to get onto one of these drop tables. For anybody who doesn't know, basically you put a ring of wealth on your finger, and you have a higher chance of landing on one of these rare drop tables.
No. That's not how it works.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Hold on. Because, I mean, it sort of works that way, but, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go read.
It removes, there are a bunch of blank spots on the rare drop table.
Yeah.
And it removes some of those.
Yeah, so
you don't have a higher chance of getting on the rare drop table. You just have a higher chance of getting something from it if you do. So,
but that
slightly different.
That sounds kind of the same thing, just to play on words. So
it's not.
We'll call it both the same thing. Anyways.
Jagex did it strangely.
Yes, they always do these kind of things like that strangely. Anything else on drop tables before we move on?
No.
Nope, that's it.
Alrighty, well, moving into tweaks and fixes. Members, make sure to get your iron-fisted smithing emote. That is free this month.
Yay, I got that.
You guys don't sound very happy about that now, do you?
Well, I'm still waiting for my title to come out.
Yeah,
which title is that? The Blind?
Jerk.
We hear about this every week. He wants the Milordy title.
Milord, my lord.
I see.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Moving into tweaks and fixes then. Players joining a clan no longer have to wait to access clan features. But on the flip side,
you need to finish that.
On the flip side of that, on leaving a clan, a player must wait for 7 days until joining a new clan.
So in other words, like once you join a clan, you can automatically start
the
gathering
Citadel.
All the stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
We were quite pleased with this update at Clan Quest.
Because what was happening when we were first released was people would join, do what they needed to try and upgrade the tier, and then leave, you'll go to another one, do the same thing, return back to the other one. So it kind of repeated itself and caused some problems until they decided just like, nope, you have to wait 7 days before joining in.
Does the RSBNB Citadel still exist?
No, it doesn't.
We've tried to resurrect
it. It doesn't. It's completely dead now.
Yeah. I mean, if we had enough people, we could activate it, but it's not something that really makes sense to do at this stage, given that it's such a low tier compared to everything else. But with that being said, to help smaller clans maintain upgraded citadels, upkeep costs have been reduced, while upgrade costs have been increased.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was asking.
I think this is something that we struggled with back in the day, and this might have helped, maybe, but it is nice to see nonetheless. So, I guess this thing will basically slow the assimilation front at Clan Quest, won't it, Reed?
No.
No? Seeing as you need to make people...
For those who don't know, I'm trying to assimilate the RSBNB clan into my clan. Resistance is futile, Shane. You will be assimilated.
Whatever you say. All right, now some changes to Iraxor. That's the spider boss that dropped its spider pets last week, Barry and Mallory. This week, the enrage counter now raises 20% per kill instead of 15%, and it now caps at 300%, which basically means Iraxor will get harder to kill unless you use one of these new items that drops, which resets the enrage counter, and that is called an Iraxite pheromone. So you go in there, uncork the pheromones, and your enrage counter will be reset. Also, if you have some pheromones in your inventory, this will increase the chance of Iraxor spawning in your preferred combat style, meaning the one that you're strong against, by 95%. Mm-hmm. Now, here comes the point where we give the daily lesson that reading things is important. When this update came out, there was a whole, you know, boatload of criticism directed at Mod Dean in particular, seeing as he was behind this part of the update. And people were saying, oh, you're making Iraxor harder, harder, harder. But the truth of the fact is the Iraxite pheromones are a common drop item that are tradable, meaning you can buy them on the exchange if you're just starting to fight, or you can just collect them fairly frequently from Iraxor and have a 95% chance of having the preferred combat type and to reset the enrage counter. So this didn't make Iraxor harder. It actually made it a bit easier. But people didn't read into this, and as a result, there was just so much, negativity directed towards the J-mods on this that, you know, it was kind of disappointing, but there was some very interesting entertainment that did come from this. This week, Mod Dean made a tweet. He basically said, "It's 95% already. If the tears create enough rivers, I guess we may have to change to 100% weak target."
Okay.
And lo and behold, Mod Dean makes a forum post on the 14th, after everything has been done, saying we'll be changed to 100% for pheromone and instance buyers. Meaning if you buy an instant, you're going to have Iraxor spawning in the preferred type to you all the time. All the time.
That's so nice, ain't it?
Yeah, I know.
All right. So basically they're going to, if you're rich enough, you can do that for a couple times.
Well, I mean, they started at 50K on the exchange, so it's not going to be too expensive given, you know, the resources that PVMers have at their disposal. But still, nonetheless, it seems this update has backfired. But anyways, that's just my opinion on it. I don't know if you guys feel this is a good thing or a bad thing or what. But
I'm indifferent because I don't do bossing.
Yeah. I tried the spider once or twice. I was almost successful, but not. Anyways, also, Iraxor's Serenic Scale drop has been increased to 2 pieces with a chance of a third. Bravo! You know, we definitely need more places where we can get the components to make the level 90 power armor, so I'm happy about that.
Yay.
All right, well, let's move on to the patch notes part of the tweaks and fixes this week then. Starting off with, for me, players can now buy the Melior Clan potion recipes from the reward shop for 500k dungeoneering tokens each.
And what does that do for you?
Well, it makes it so you don't need to spend GP on the high-level potion recipes. So if you're 120 dungeoneering and you got a boatload of Dungeoneering tokens left over, you can just dump your tokens into that. So,
okay.
Kind of nice, but not necessary. And right. Music tracks Ready for Battle and The Return of Lucien have been reworked. Those are from Ritual of the Majorat, so you can have a listen to those on the Jagex SoundCloud page.
Cool.
That's all I got for me in patch notes. You guys got anything else?
I didn't see anything worth mentioning in my first time run through.
Yeah, there's not. And it's mostly just the balloon pop sound in Falador's party room has been updated.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's all just stuff like that. It's not particularly exciting. It's just a boring week.
Well, let's see. Grand Exchange purchase limits on Silver Hawk Feathers, Springs, and Magic Note paper have been increased, so those who buy will be kind of happy. And let's see. Bank is now the first option in the clan battlefield chest. I think before you
can no longer be tuned by clicking on a well.
Wow. That's a pretty weird bug, but okay.
Woo.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, then we're just going to move straight on to JX's first attempt ever at a live game show called The Drop.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
So this is a RuneScape trivia quiz show that is happening this Sunday, though you should probably already passed if you're listening to this podcast. But basically, Maud, Zanna, and James are the hosts of this. They will be hosting this live on Twitch, and there's a player participation component in-game. You'll be able to answer questions to this, and if you answer the wrong question, well, you fall into a pit and you'll be out. And ultimately, at the end of this, you can win some pretty interesting prizes, like 200 million GP being one of them. So they are going all out on this in terms of community engagement.
So Reed, you should do this. I bet you have a chance of winning better than all of us.
So
here.
Is this like 1 versus 100?
No, I wish it was, but it's just a basic quiz show.
I want that. So does like everyone
answer? Answers. Jagex asks the questions. That's it.
So is it just like last
pretty
man
much,
standing?
Yeah. Fascinating.
What this basically tests is how good can you Google?
Yeah, how fast can you Google? But really.
Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting idea. It'll be very, beneficial to the community if this can be something that continues on. It would need to happen at regular intervals, I think, and having a whole community participating in it doesn't exactly seem like the most orderly kind of thing that could be happening.
No.
I would suggest that maybe they treat it like an actual game show where rather than, having a whole selection of people participating, you have people sign up and you choose people to participate, then say you limit it to...
But that's not fair.
Well, I mean, you want to do something like a game show, you got to try and make it at least like a real-world game show.
It's... No. No, it's not going to work like
that.
Well,
then maybe it's best that this thing doesn't work at all, because...
Wow. Way to be positive,
well,
there,
I
Shane.
Mean... 1 versus 100. That worked pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah, but that was an entirely different community, and one that didn't... at everything that happens, so...
Well, there you go. So, I don't know.
It was number two,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I missed number all one, right. but that's okay.
All right. I'm at number one.
So, alrighty. The drop. Make sure you don't drop your internet connection before that begins.
Or... Well, we won't go there, right, Tricky?
Uh-huh.
Oh man, when the hell is that symbol?
What?
Oh, sorry. Okay. I skipped one. Okay. My bad.
Next up, Double XP Weekend, February 20th for Game Blast 15. From the 20th to the 23rd,
Woo!
Double XP.
Woo!
Some of us are already getting ready, aren't we?
Are you going to make it a farming skill of the month, Shane?
No.
No, I thought you found a bunch
no,
of money.
Not enough. Not nearly enough.
Not nearly enough? Holy shit.
Nope. Are you going to go farming for that
of
weekend,
course.
Shane? Okay. Do you
yes.
need some stuff? Okay. I'll
and
see what I have.
For anybody who wants to help out with the cause, I can take toad flax seeds and coconuts. That's the...
Take or purchase?
Take as in donations.
All right. Well, if you're going to do that, then I will take any battle staves that you all have to offer, or air orbs, or just money. Just give me all of your stuff, and I will take it happily.
Okay, so do you think we'll see any action from Mod Mark this year?
I do like how Shane just kind of went past me again.
Action?
Oh, but never mind.
Shane, are you talking about twerking?
Yeah.
Oh dear! Why would you bring
well,
that
was,
up?
I think for many people, the highlight of last year's Game Blast stream because it got the Jagex Twitch feed.
It got
flagged
for inappropriate content.
Why did he come in like a wrecking ball?
I don't know.
Does Shane even get that
it's
reference?
Stupid.
He loves
Miley
Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Anyways, okay. But yeah. Any ideas what we're going to be doing aside from me farming and reed crafting?
Shit, I probably won't even remember what's going on. We'll see.
I'll remind you. I'm just going to do a quick farming run to grow all my trees beforehand, and I don't
know. I'll probably go plant all of my my spirit trees. So,
what about using those ashes?
I'm doing that right now.
Well, with that being said, everybody remember to play RS during that weekend and, of course, donate because it's Game Blast with Special Effect, such a great charity that enables people with physical disabilities to play video games. Alrighty. So this next one is a contest that is limited to Premier Club members. So if you are a Premier Club member, Jagex would like you to take a selfie with the samurai outfit and post it to Twitter or Instagram and use the hashtag RSSamuraiSelfie.
Okay.
Does anybody feel as though, you know, maybe this is a bit too exclusive for a contest? That you need Premier Club to compete in it?
I don't know. I mean, didn't they say in the description of it that you would have access to more things?
Yeah, I guess. But contest, I don't know if that was ever mentioned. But anyways, I don't know. You guys purchased Premier Club this year?
No.
I did.
Okay. You gonna enter? Really? You just need to take a quick post and send it in, and you can win a 50-pound iTunes gift card.
I ain't gonna do anything with that stupid gift card.
50 pounds?
Yeah.
What the hell are they going to mail that to you?
That is
I mean, I guess exactly the United States Postal Service can ship livestock, so I guess shipping something that's 50 pounds isn't that big of a...
It can ship livestock?
Huh?
What kind of livestock is that?
Beef,
I don't know.
Chicken,
I got a shipment
horses.
Of quail one time.
How'd you get a shipment of quail?
Chickens.
Like, live livestock? Like...
Yes, live stock. That's part of it, not dead stock.
Okay.
That's what happens when you live in the South. Well, you should have cut its head off and then, you know, made some barbecue.
Well, I mean, I guess if the doorbell rings, we'll know it's your next supply of chicken coming in, right?
Warm-blooded animals, except for adult birds and specified day-old birds under the specific conditions in this section, are not mailable. Cats or kittens, dogs or puppies, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rabbits, rats, squirrels, and flying squirrels. As for live birds, day-old poultry vaccinated with Newcastle disease live virus is non-mailable. Day-old birds, except those specifically permitted under the 526.3, are non-mailable. All snakes, turtles, and poisonous reptiles are non-mailable. This is interesting. All poisonous insects and all spiders, except scorpions, under limited circumstances, are non-mailable. Other non-poisonous and non-disease conveying insects are permitted, as stated in some other article. Fascinating. Scorpions.
Wow. Well, I guess we...
Oh, they're mailable only when sent for the purposes of medical research use or manufacture of anti-venom.
Okay.
They're non-mailable under any other circumstances.
Good, so. Ooh! Okay.
Learn something new every day,
indeed,
right, Shane?
Indeed. We got behind-the-scenes video 135, Dragonkin's Den, Rune Labs. So basically, a Q&A session on what Rune Labs is, and it's not all bad. They are going to be putting some limits onto what we can submit to them. Each month it'll be themed. The first one is Anything Goes, medium-sized, so that is a fairly liberal option. But of course,
what does it mean by medium-sized?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I assume small would be like a ninja tweak and large would be like a skill, so somewhere in between.
We can already get a ninja tweak by being about it enough, so
yeah,
I don't really think we need that.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, this kind of makes me feel a bit better about it, you know, that not every month will be open to the wild, if you know what I mean. And the fact that JIX will be, you know, reviewing these and ensuring that certain things are met in terms of criteria. That is not too bad. And like I said at the beginning of the year, I think that if this thing does end up going down well, it could bring in a whole new... paradigm for game development, much in the same way that JIX brought in the free-to-play model way back when. Woo! Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
The dingers, as you would type.
Yes. Alrighty, well, if that's it for RS updates, shall we move on to questions? Alrighty.
Sure.
First one is an audio question from Uncle Dano.
Greetings, illustrious hosts of RSB&B Update, both past and present. Many congratulations on reaching your 500th episode milestone. I, for one, have not only thoroughly enjoyed being an avid listener to the podcast over the years, but have also been extremely honored to have had the opportunity to be a guest host on the show on occasion. You should all be extremely proud of being a part of such a wonderful production. To the former hosts, welcome back and wonderful to hear you again. To Trekkie, well, what can I say? I truly think you have done an excellent job as co-host over the past several years, and you really were a joy to listen to, laugh with, and to work with on the show. I will sincerely miss you. To Earth, congratulations on your appointment as the new co-host. I've always been fascinated by your vast knowledge of RuneScape lore, and really look forward to your input and great sense of humor. To Shane, I really can't express just how much the RSB&B community has appreciated all of your efforts on the site, and especially with respect to the podcast. I certainly hope you continue for a long time to come. Just a friendly word of advice. Keep your finger close to the profanity sensor button from now on. Anyway, my question to all of the hosts on the show today is this. Are there any extra features that you would like to see added to the podcast? Or specific RSB&B update focus episodes that you would like to see covered? Perhaps story time with Uncle Dano. Just kidding. Thanks so much for once again taking my audio question. Once again, many congratulations on 500 wonderful episodes of RSBNB Update. And always, I wish you Godspeed and another fine day in escape to you all. Sincerely, Uncle Dano.
Kind of too late for the profanity filter, isn't it?
Nah, he's editing after this. Dano, I could listen to you talk for hours and hours. Do you, like, have a radio show? Because I would listen to that. I don't care what it's about. You have a very, very silky smooth voice, and it makes me happy.
Aww. And thank you, Uncle Dano, for giving me praise.
Yeah, thank you.
Say something nice about Shane Reed. So doesn't feel left out.
Helps the plants breathe, right?
Wow.
But no, I also have to say thank you to Uncle Dano as well for being a great contributor to the podcast. And the first thing that jumps into my mind is the great Christmas greeting that he recorded for everybody this past December that really, truly was special. And if people have not listened to the 2014 Year in Review podcast, everybody should go back and listen to that. I believe that is episode 497, I want to say. So,
I don't know.
Go back, have a listen to that, and you can hear Uncle Dano in his natural environment at the end of that. Okay, so, what do we want to add, or what do you guys want to add to RSBNB Update? I mean, this is kind of a question that's hard to put you two into, because, you know, Earth, Reed, you just started, and Trekkie, you've been here, so...
All right. Well, Uncle Dano, I would like to have more guests on the show, including you, but not just because your voice is wonderful to listen to. And, I mean, for example, this past week we added a new member to the community ambassador team, Lord Rickles. And I would like to have, I would like to have the whole community ambassador team, Schwa, Magic King, or Mage Guy 08, and Lord Rickles. I'd like to have all of them on the show, just so they can be part of the wider community, right? I would also like to make it a personal goal this year to have Mike on the podcast at least one time. He's proved rather resilient. But other than that, I mean, we're talking about branching out and doing a bunch of other stuff, but I don't believe I'm at liberty to discuss that at the present time, but expect to hear more about that in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I already actually laid it all out last week in terms of what we were doing for RSBNB Update 2015. You know,
Whole
video thing, I assume that's what you're referring to. I'm going to have some changes coming to the update website that'll, you know, make it easier to go back to certain episodes if you want to do that. I think we've got the formula for video cracked. It's just a matter of, you know, implementing at this point in terms of what works for the update, because the update will always be an audio podcast. That's something I'm not going to change for a couple of reasons. The first reason is I do not have the equipment to do a video topic or a video podcast. Just saw what you typed there on Skype. I have a webcam, but if I was going to do this, I would not do it haphazardly, you know, speaking into one of our future questions this week pertaining to the microphone. So it's a issue of equipment. And the second thing is, I think that audio is different because it's metabolized in your brain because you are listening to it. So your brain has to work to comprehend and assimilate the information. So I think that creates a higher level of awareness and understanding of what you're taking in rather than video. So that's why I like the audio format.
Uh-huh.
How about you, Trekkie?
Okay. What I want to see? What do I want to see? What do I want to see? I want to listen to the massive beeps that are going to come from the podcast because Reed is just going swearing like a sailor.
Now, Shane, I promise you that I will only go off on a tirade like that if somebody does something that is really, really, really
stupid. Oh, I know. And that was number 5.
All right.
Yep.
No, it wasn't. That was number 3. That's
bull- you two kept count?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, God.
I think it's more of a joke at this point. I know not to.
What's I'm looking forward to this year for the podcast? I'm looking forward to the day they announce Invention or whatever they're planning to release this year. And then I hear you and Shane do like some crazy in-depth analysis over how this is going to be the end of the world.
Hey, as long as it's not another mini game. Or dungeoneering.
Ay, 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 ay. Okay. Thank you, Uncle Dano. We very much appreciate your question, and thank you
your voice
for that and contributing just in the way you do to our community. Much appreciated. Alrighty. Whee! Next Whee! Question is from Marumska.
Hello, Shane, Earth, Tricky, and other former co-hosts. How you doing? Moromsky here. Shane, congratulations on 500 episodes of RSBNB Update. I never thought a RuneScape podcast could be still going. And four more co-hosts, except you, Tricky, I guess. Oh, you can join me if you want. Do you still play RuneScape or games in general? Or do you have other hobbies nowadays? As I now, I guess, officially retire from RuneScape. I lost interest, I guess. And lastly, to the critics, to Shane's choice of co-hosts. I'll leave Rex Hunt to say something here.
And woe betides anyone who has the hide to criticise it.
And with that, I guess I'll talk to you next time. Congratulations once again. I'll talk to you later. Arms go out.
Was there a question there, or is that just a congratulation?
I don't know. I don't think there was a question. It was like, do you play RS? But, I mean, we all do because Brad wasn't able to make it, and Pico wasn't able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, I was going to bring this up, and I was going to go through, you know, what everybody meant when we added them in. But I guess this would be a good place to do that right now. When we started with Pika, it was the update that was pertaining to the seeds and farming equipment a month before farming came into game. That is the update that we launched this podcast on. Prior to that, Pika and I had mainly talked for maybe about 20 minutes on Skype, and we were really, really rough around the edges. So that happened, and then of course we transitioned into Brad Woodward. I don't remember what his inaugural update was, nor do I remember what the rest of your guys' inaugural updates were. I'm sorry about that, but I just remember the first one.
I think mine was a quest. It's probably a quest.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Or a contest. I don't really remember. Yeah. I just annoyed you continually until you finally invited me on the show.
You used to ask questions. Shane, why do you hate me?
You wouldn't talk to me, and I was really hurt.
Well, maybe if you would have sent me a PM like a normal person.
I did!
Really?
You didn't respond.
I don't remember not responding.
Because you didn't!
I don't know about that.
You did not respond.
Okay.
I was made really sad. Well, I was like 12.
You should have conveyed
those
to like Mike or someone.
Yeah, Mike was nice. He talked to me. I love Mike.
Well, that's good. There has to be some kind of balance, you know?
I guess.
Anyway, speaking of getting on the show with contests, the next question is from Paul, and he explains his introduction to RSBNB Update oh so fabulous, and he made it so I do not need to say what I want to say.
Now, Maromska, he's an oldie who came back, so I guess this can kind of answer your question, although he might not be coming. Just listen.
Hey guys, Paul, PFK99's Civil Wars 9 here. And as I'm sure Shane will mention, that guy who got married to my friend who changed genders in game for a photo in RuneScape in the name of getting on the podcast. Congratulations on your 500th episode. I remember getting some of the very first episodes all those years ago when Pentium 4s weren't terrible and Dragon Nose Pickers were devices of legend. You've come a long way since then. But now to the all-important question. Having quite randomly decided to check out RuneScape again, I've noticed that there have been just a couple changes since my last visit sometime in the 2010 to 2011 era. If I decide to stick around a bit, which I'm not saying I will, what major changes should I check out? There's one new skill, a ton of new items, so I'm guessing that great servants aren't that great anymore, and honestly, it's very overwhelming to an old player. Again, congratulations on the 500th episode. Oh, and now that Earth is on the show every week, I'm sure that the PC gaming event will get a weekly plug. See you there, Tuesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Well, there's the weekly plug for PC gaming. Sorry, Paul, I couldn't hear what you said weren't so great anymore, because it's kind of quick, but I'm going to give you three things to check out that you can check out, you know, even before you decide if you're coming back for good. Number one, I know you have a good computer. Crank your graphic settings up to high. Enable everything. The game looks amazing nowadays. Number two, enable music. Game music isn't actually half bad these days. Number three, equip some equipment that you like. It doesn't necessarily have to be high-end equipment, but just equip some, you know, maybe, I don't know, some God Wars gear, Barrows gear, armor. That's a good one. And go to your action bar.
You'll be fine.
And right-click the cog and choose Enable Revolution. Then after that, right-click the cog once again and choose Setup Action Bar. You'll be given a preset, and this is the best way of getting into the new combat system. It gives you a preset that works. It's not optimal, but it will give you a taste of how the system works, and it's very low barrier to entry. So those are the three things for me that you need to try.
Yay.
Do player at all in ports if you have 90s.
Oh, I think he does. Let me look him up.
Yeah, it's 99 Slayer.
Okay, so he can at least start it then.
Yeah.
He needs the other ones to really gain the true effect of it. It'll take him months to get it up, but player no imports it so
he's got
nice.
99
he got
cooking.
99 Slayer.
He's got 99 what? Cooking.
Yay.
All good.
I mean, it got me 99 fire making, it got me 99 Slayer, it got me to so far 96 Hunter, and I'm just going there every single week.
Yep. And player owned ports, Port Serum, and there's this big portal, you can't miss it.
Yeah.
All right, Reed, what's Paul going to check out for you?
There are, what are they, RS Rewind videos that they made, mm-hmm. Yes. I'd recommend just watching those, and that'll answer your question better than I can.
Yeah, but the problem with those is they only go back 18 months or so. So that's further than Paul. I don't know if...
Still
yeah,
helpful.
I don't know if Paul was around for Dungeoneering or not, but just Google RuneScape Rewind and you'll get the page. There's three videos, one pertaining to general game changes, skilling, and combat. Alrighty. And yes, thank you, Paul, for, you know, even though you don't listen every week, but I remember back in the olden days, you would be one who would send questions in, and if I remember, that's how we... got started chatting about various tech things after one of your questions. Then, we became friends and, you know, we put some trust into you, and that's where you are now. And of course, yes, thank you. Thank you for mentioning the contest that you appeared on the show with. That, I think, was the funnest contest that I ever had the pleasure of overseeing, mainly because you put so much effort into it.
And we didn't have to listen to Shane tell the story. Yet again.
Thank you, Paul.
Woo! dungeon, ooh, playing your own dungeon is completely awesome, and do the quest to get to the elven lands.
Their own dungeon?
Sorry, play your own ports. Pop.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd missed something.
And then go to the elven lands. It's quite nice, although I still have much to explore and actually do stuff there.
Yes. Savvy. Okay. Next question is from Dookie Juker. Dear host, first and foremost, congratulations on making it to episode 500. This podcast has had an impressive run, and I hope it continues for another 500 episodes. For each host, what is your favorite moment you've had on the show? I know you guys have had lots of them, but which one stands out to you the most? Duke Juker.
Okay. Mm.
My favorite moment. Ooh. What do you think, Shane? I think we should all tell each other what their best moments were. I mean, if we have an opinion, yeah. But
I can start. I'm ready to go.
I think. Okay, go, do it. Do
mine.
It. Make it so.
I'll start with Trekkie. You know, you. I'm starting with you. Having you on the show all the time and every so often that we do. You know, the thing that I was able to get away with most when you were around was, you know, Star Trek references, whether they be overt or not overt. And there was also...
When the hell have you made a not overt Star Trek? When the hell have you been not overt?
Last week when I was talking about the Zindi Aquatics. But right. Just wait, I'm not finished yet. Then there was the time you pulled the wool over my eyes and you made the Captain Picard flute reference, which I completely missed.
I did that. Tricky did.
He did. Okay. I did it. You were there too, if I recall. And he was like, "What's Inner Light? How could you not know Inner Light?
That's Picard's the best flute. Episode. That is the best episode."
I know. I just didn't get it at the time. But the other thing that jumps out at me for you is it's got to be the Bosnia moment.
Oh, God.
Explain that.
It's got to be
Bosnia
what?
Moment.
The Bosnia moment. I don't recall this.
I think this is before you were more into us, but I just became co-host not too long, and Banzai made a comment or was sending us a question, and I decided to fluke at the moment to make Shane giggle like a little schoolgirl. So I said his name, "Thank you, Bosnia." I'm like, oops. He started on a whole, he was laughing so hard he couldn't breathe. And Shane went so far as to play the Bosnia national anthem over the podcast. He was laughing so hard. Banzai was a good sport about it, though.
Yeah. Okay. Should I move on to read now?
Let's see.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
For you, you know, it's not necessarily show-related, but I wanted to throw in something about last week first. Favorite story about the other person. This is a story that, don't worry, it's not bad. I totally skipped my mind last week, but it resulted in one of the best Christmas gifts that I ever received. A number of years ago, I think maybe 2 years ago now, you sent me a Christmas gift through the mail, and it was a very nice gift. They're still on display in the other room here. And they were a set of Star Trek The Next Generation Pez dispensers, which you cannot find in Canada. So that was a very, very nice
gift. Oh, really?
No,
I didn't know
we don't
that.
Get that kind of stuff here.
Okay.
But the name on...
Well, cool. That makes
that
even
the name
better.
On the package was some Arabic-sounding name from Missouri. And I didn't know what exactly was in this box.
You thought it was going to be like anthrax.
Yeah, and it wasn't until I opened the box and I saw that the, you know, the billing address was from you and whatnot that I realized, oh, okay, this is from Reed. So it was a nice gift, but it was kind of a scary thing to receive a package from Missouri from someone with an Arabic sounding name.
But you didn't know.
Yes.
Yeah, I managed to find his address through various sources. Of course, before shipping it, I did confirm with Mike that that was actually where he lived, because I didn't want to just ship it to some random address in Edmonton and Hope. But it was, in fact, him.
Yes. So. But anyways, show-wise for you, I think the first time that I realized what you were and what you were capable of was when you sent in the Euthymian Rhapsody song.
That's probably my best moment. I don't know if I can live up to that, if I can top that ever again.
Basically, it was Reed asking for a Clue Scroll reward back, because apparently I said he could have it if I let him kill him in the duel.
No, you're telling the story wrong. I made the damn song. I'll tell the story. So Shane, one day I was in the clan chat, or in the friends chat, and Shane said, hey, I need some help with the clue, because it was the one in the dueling arena where you have to have a partner to come in with you. And after that, I tried to kill him, and he just ended up killing me. And, I mean, I died. So I literally died to help him finish his clue scroll, and he didn't even give me anything. And I was really hurt by that. So I wrote a song.
As you do.
You wrote a song?
Mm-hmm. Do you not remember that?
Mm-mm.
Shane, do you have that on hand? I bet you have that on hand.
It's way back in the archives somewhere.
Wow. Mm. I expected you to have that on hand.
I'm going to plan on digging that up whenever you get married.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks.
All right, go, you guys.
Reed first. Use the time to think.
Well, I don't really know. I mean, I guess Shane's reaction to Euthymian Rhapsody was pretty damn funny. Because he's just going, I thought he was like dying or something. There have just been so many good moments. I can't really think of one in particular that stands out above the rest of them. And Trekkie? I think my favorite moments... Were those even allowed to make it into the clip show?
Yes.
I'll just leave it at that. Go listen to last year's clip show. All right, your turn, Trekkie.
My favorite thing is whenever Reed's on, and I can, me and you kind of poke fun at Shane at our expense. And whatever I say, you kind of jump on the bandwagon too, and you do like a double whammy, no matter what.
Yeah.
So that was, sadly, Shane, we just like picking on you for many reasons.
Everyone does.
I know. Usually when Uncle, and if Uncle Dano's here, we get to listen to his age-old wisdom.
And his wonderful voice.
And let's see. Oh, what's else a little thing just to speed this up? Favorite. What else did I like to do before? Favorite moment. I don't remember. I think that's about it. It's how we always can poke fun at Shane every single time we're here.
Alrighty.
Aww.
And it's looking like I got a bunch of editing to do here today, which is might mean a little bit later podcast than normal. But anyways, next one's from MageGuy08. Thank you, Duke Juker. Hello, everybody. My God, we've hit 500. Congrats to everybody who has been a part of it. And props to Shane for almost 500 shows edited. Mike edited one, right? Correction. He edited two.
Two.
Did you ever think the show would make it this far? And how far do you see it going from here? Thank you for being my last 7 years of entertainment. Magic.
Okay, Shane. This is basically yours.
Yeah, it's all you, man.
At this point, we're going to see 2015 through. And beyond that, we'll wait and see. Because I think 10 years is a great milestone to hit, which we hit last year. Or no, we'll hit this year. So ultimately,
we'll hit in a few weeks.
In June, actually. But
that's a few weeks. 20 weeks is a few weeks.
But ultimately, it will basically depend on, you know, whether or not I feel that our voice is needed in terms of RS updates and whatnot. If time ever becomes a constraint or there's a issue with RSBB, I'll find a way to make sure that this podcast continues to happen in some form or another, even if it's a small RSBB update that takes 5 minutes to listen to and you can get your weekly dose.
I don't know if I'm on it, it's not going to be 5 minutes long. So
it's never.
You'll probably
long
need to
you.
Find another host. If that's
well, this
the
will
case.
Be after you've lived your life, and you know
what?
After what's I've lived life? My life, what?
The oh no!
Is that
a threat?
Right.
No.
Shane.
All right, if this goes downhill, you're gonna die.
Okay, Shane. Just for that. I'm going to eat a sandwich right now.
Oh.
Alrighty. Thank you, Magic King. Next one from Kenny. Reed, you can read that one. Oh, okay. Go for it.
Oh, my Lord. If you told me that RSVNB Update would make it 500 episodes and I was listening to the 200 special way back when, I wouldn't have believed you. True achievement to all involved for committing your time and effort across such a gigantic period of time. It's been so long that I had to go back on RSVNB Informers to remind me of my username to log on here. I hope you all are well and that RSVNB Update continues in leaps and bounds. What have been your favorite RuneScape updates? What has been your favorite RuneScape update since the podcast started? I know there's been some pretty big changes and reversions since you started, but is there one which sticks out in your mind? Thanks for all your hard work, even if I don't listen as frequently as I used to. It is still incredible that it is still running just as smoothly as when 14-year-old me was a guest and I had to mute my microphone to talk to my mom as this show was closing. All the best, Matt. And the reason that I read that question is because I bothered him and made him submit a question for this.
Oh, okay.
And he did say, oh, my Lord, at the beginning, but that was just me and being
yes,
Southern.
Yes, you love doing
so.
that. Oh, that's a tough one for me. It's either got to be farming or Priftinus.
What was the big quest?
Been
World Wakes or something?
The one where Guthix died?
Is that what it's called?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Is it the
yes.
World Wakes? Okay, they're all mixing together at this point.
Woo!
Woo! What about you, Trekkie?
What, my favorite update since the... Mm-hmm. I'll have to say Plain Old Ports is in the top 10 for me. It's helped me level it up so much. Let's see. What's my other little thing? Oh, I guess something me and Shane has always said. We're glad that we finished off the Elven series before we died or retired from old age.
Beat Half-Life 3. So.
Yeah.
Now it's just Legacy of the Void and Half-Life 3,
well,
right?
And I don't think we need Half-Life 3. I don't think that was much of a cliffhanger.
Beats me.
Because you didn't pay attention to any of the damn cutscenes. We played through Half-Life 2 with Shane, and he complained the entire time.
No, I didn't.
Oh, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? Why is she moving so slow? Come on, you stupid thing. Let's go. Because all of it didn't work properly because it was a mod, which he also complained about the entire time. This is a mod. It's not the real game.
You need to give me credit, though, for at least playing through it and actually enjoying... I will say I...
You complained the whole
just
way.
Wait.
You did enjoy
it? I enjoyed
it?
Episode 1 and Episode 2 more so than I enjoyed the original.
All right.
And the crane level was also fun.
Yeah, Shane killed Mike and I and Patrick a bunch.
Anyways. We all said our favorite updates, so thank you, Matt, for that question. Always nice hearing from one of our old relics and one of the...
relics?
Yeah, he wrote
for
Informer back in 06 and 07, so long time ago.
But relic, damn. Shit.
So if he's a relic and I'm way older than he is, what does
An
that
antique.
Make me? Bastard.
All right.
What does that mean, Uncle
Dana?
Take
this next one.
Okay, next one. It's from message from Icarus. 500 episodes is an amazing achievement, and congratulations to everyone who produced the show over all those years are in order. If you could instead ask a question to your listeners, what would you ask them? I hesitate to say us because I don't listen to the show much. And in no way did Shane threaten or coerce me into posting this question. Reed, what did you do?
I don't know. I don't think I talked to him. Why is everyone blaming me? Everyone should be blaming Shane. That's how this works.
Yeah, blame the minorities.
He's
blame
new.
The minorities, right?
He's...
Hey!
Quit hating on Trekkie. That's uncalled
I'm
for.
Anyways.
I am deep minority.
What would I ask a listener if I could ask a listener? Well, one thing I would ask the listener is I would like to say to them, I said, what is your favorite RSBMB update episode ever and why? And also, what could I do to increase listener engagement and have more of you guys ask questions and that sort of thing?
All right. Mine is, why have I not received any emails at earth@rsbnb.com? About show feedback.
Because they absolutely like what you're doing.
Well, tell me that. And I mean, I know I'm great, but if even more people tell me how awesome I am, that's even better. So, yeah.
Alrighty.
I'll take this next one. This is from Art of Dvorak. Anyway, or obligatory, woo, 500 episodes. Anyway, Shane, is your microphone really $300,000?
It's only $3,000.
Oh, it's only $3,000, my bad. And Earth, if you could make up a completely new skill for RS, but in the process would have to delete one, what would you create and what would you delete for it? And you can't delete Dungeoneering. And this guy is my roommate, who I might have bullied into submitting a question.
You should be careful when you bully him, because he's a lot larger than you, isn't he?
No. All right, so, Shane, is your microphone really $3,000?
No, I wish, but no, it is not. This microphone was on sale for $199.
And you got two of them.
There we go.
Okay, so let me see. What? So Reed, what skill would you get rid of?
Divination. And what would I add? I don't know. I don't know what I would add. I would like a construction update, please.
That would be nice.
Just have that instead.
Sure.
All right. Because that's good enough for me. Because I've been waiting to redo my house for like 3 years. 4 years.
Yeah, I should be nicer to my butler.
I really don't want to spend a ton of money to do that and then them suddenly do it the next day.
Actually, I wish we had more options of how we want to decorate the house.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, but anyways.
Okay.
Next one's from Sirion. Can you please?
I'll just read the next two because I bothered these people and made them read them. So this question is from Sirion. He is a friend at ClanQuest and actually the leader of ClanQuest. First one, can you please keep Earth off of my back? And then next, if a golden gnome for noobness was introduced, who should get it? And do you think the individualization of the RuneScape community is a reflection of society or Western society changing? And finally, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? And nope, Earth did not force me to ask questions. Nah, that'd be illegal.
I will endeavor to do my best to keep Earth off your back.
He's not going to be successful.
I mean, that's one thing you need to realize is that if you bring Earth into your inner circle, he will inevitably work his way closer to you, and you two will end up working very closely.
Yep. Whisper your way to success, Shane.
And like
Spring
I said,
your rule of acquisition.
If you did not deserve the positions, you wouldn't be there. I am notoriously...
I simply made myself
notice. And I am notoriously well known for not, you know, letting people get too close to me and letting them influence me. So,
It only took, what, like, 9 years?
Anyways.
I'm nothing if not persistent.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe. Or just
the golden
really
gnome
annoying.
When noobness was introduced, who would get it?
Magic King. No, Brian. Brian, because Brian sucks. Sorry, Brian. I'm sorry, Magic King, I guess.
I have a somewhat serious answer to this question. I would hand out the golden gnome of noobness to any member of the RS community who jumps to conclusions and jumps the gun.
A golden gnome of noobness. Why are you awarding them? Yes.
No.
That's the best golden gnome. It's like best. Yes, it is. Calling someone a noob is a compliment.
I don't think so.
It is. That is how it is defined.
That's not how I define it.
That's how I define it.
Anyone who jumps the gun, like last week's Reddit people and this week's Araxor people.
He's talking about dumb people, not noobs. So just keep that in mind. Noob is a compliment. All right. So, do you think the individualization of the RuneScape community is a reflection of Western society changing? Well, when I get around to it, I'm going to write an Informer article about that topic. So, yes, I told you that a couple months ago. I just haven't gotten around to it. I was going to write it over Christmas break, but due to unforeseen circumstances, I did not feel like writing that.
I think this is an issue in general, and you know, it started with the Grand Exchange, but I don't think that's a fair thing to point at. I mean, we've had discussion with other fan site people about this, and they tend to notice the same thing too, don't they? Particularly pertaining to their events.
Every major fan site has shut down their events team, with the exception of the RS Wiki, and their events, at least the ones that we've partnered with them, have been about, what'd you say, 50% success rate?
10 people tops.
So, yep. And we've done, what, 3 or 4? So, and it's not looking good.
I mean, I don't know how this can change, but, you know, I was thinking about this even before you sent this question in. I saw a perfect example of this yesterday in game. Basically, I mean, people are so focused on the end game goal as to, you know, whether it's getting the highest amount of XP or playing the most efficiently, that we're not focusing on the communities around us. If anything, we're just using the communities around us for resources, you know, as to how to improve our gameplay, mm-hmm. not necessarily have a community to play with. Which, I mean, I guess that's okay if you want to play like that, but it kind of goes, I think, against what an MMO stands for.
Yep.
So if
you would be correct.
We can think of a way to change that, that would be great. But it's a well-known problem. And Western society, I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
I think
if you were to compare gaming as a whole, I would say the RS community compared to the way gaming has went, yes. You know, with the advent of smartphones and everything like that, you can spend 5 to 10 minutes on a game and, you know, your investment is not that high and you get a decent reward coming out of it. So I think that's what people are getting tailored to expect. Now, if you say those two and the RS thing are the same, then the answer to your question is yes. But there's plenty of other games where you can invest large amounts of time into it. But maybe.
But yeah, expect an Informer article about that eventually.
Yeah, it's a very interesting topic. So
yeah.
By all means, go for that.
And the last question, African or European?
What?
Next question. That was in response to the Unladen Swallow.
Hmm.
Yeah, so
oh, okay.
African or European?
Okay.
And our final question is from Spitefire088. All, what is your favorite kind of cheese? Shane, how much better is Earth than you at NHL 15? Spitefire088. And he is also
coerced.
One of my roommates.
That was coerced.
So, yeah, I converted my roommates to playing
RS. But to be fair, they played before.
Favorite kind of cheese? Colby Jack cheese is my favorite.
I like pepper jack because it's a little bit spicy.
I do not eat
Shane?
Cheese for two reasons. First reason is a lactose intolerance
Flatulence.
Factor. No, and the second reason
Flatulence.
Is the fact that I cannot
diarrhea.
Take the texture of any kind of cheese. Oh, God, it's bad. My revulsion to cheese is the same as Reed's revulsion to ketchup. Exactly.
Just, I don't like it.
How would you not like ketchup?
And
that's
I'm going
how I
to
feel
vomit
cheese
on
well,
you. So yeah. All right, and Shane, how much better is Earth than you
well,
at NHL 15?
I think that, you know, I think we're fairly even in skill, seeing as though our games are fairly low goal value. I would say that I have the edge over him, seeing as he's only won one game so far. So that's where I'd put it.
But I beat your dad,
but
who
to
you
be
said
fair,
is better
he,
than you.
But to be
so,
fair, he
wow.
was at the end of an 18-hour day, and he just woke up from a little nap. So he wants a rematch.
Oh, okay.
When he's conscious.
All right. As I said, anytime. And I will play you later tonight
sure.
if you would like.
Sure. Sounds good.
So.
Okay. I guess I'll be in my little corner again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. So.
Okay.
That's our ask questions for the week.
Thank you, everybody.
Or questions for the week.
For those questions, even if some of them did require arm twisting. But anyways, moving on to tech news. UK
tech
police
news.
Have arrested a man in connection with the Lizard Squad attacks to PlayStation and Xbox. And no, good. We're not calling this hacking because it is not a hack. It's merely a denial of service attack.
All right, can I explain? Can I give a good analogy for that? Hacking is walking into an office building, taking documents, and walking out with them. What these guys did, a denial of service attack, is standing in the front doorway and not letting anyone in or out. So
yeah, that's good. That's a very good analogy. Yes. Entirely.
Is that a good description, Shane?
Basically, they said is that it was near London. They only found one person involved with this, though he was also suspected of PayPal hacking, so to speak, as they say. And they also claim they've tracked down at least one more member who was involved in these attacks. So it is very nice to see, you know, that something is happening for denial of service attacks. Because I remember a number of years ago when, you know, denial of service attacks against companies would be something that you would not hear about in the daily news cycles, and it was very hard to get police to investigate these kind of things. So it's nice that, you know, police are moving into the future and adapting to the changing world.
And President Obama is likely going to discuss that at length during his State of the Union that's coming up, because he's been going around the country and talking about cybersecurity and such. So that's usually a very strong indicator weeks before what he's talking about.
You know, there is one thing to be said about this. Western countries in particular, Canada, U.S., are playing a game of catch-up when it comes to cybersecurity. Major interview done with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dempsey, basically said that he is not able to prevent a cyber attack on the U.S. in the same way he can prevent a land invasion, which is something that worries him greatly. So that is something that Western countries do need to get a hold of. And if it requires some new laws, well, somebody will have to break some gridlock in Washington, D.C. to make that happen now, won't they?
You could just hack the Pentagon again.
No. RSVNB has no affiliation with this man.
Moving next story. So, you know, every 4 years or so, we add a leap year, right? With an extra day. Ever hear of a leap second?
Yes. So, I was reading this, actually.
There was a directive issued from the International Earth Rotation and Reference System Services, IERS, that says, as of the 5th of January, we must add a leap second on July 1st, 2015, such that 2015, June 30th at 2059 will tick over to 2015, June 30th, 2359 and 60 seconds, rather than July 1st, meaning that we need to add another second to account for, just the rotation of the Earth, slowing down, that sort of thing, to allow our atomic clocks to catch up.
These guys are really annoying. I just come in, I'm just sitting here in my desk chair, and just these assholes come in, and they just spin me around a few times. Then they leave. They're, like, taking measurements. It's like, go away, I don't want you here.
Oh, wow.
Measuring me. You think they are.
So, leap seconds?
Assholes.
Yeah, but... You know, most people won't realize this happens, but there is potential for some things that are required to happen at exactly specific intervals, that there might be some issues with this. So hopefully the software manufacturers will be able to ship out updates in time to account for this extra leap second. So if you're seeing... Yes, that's
GPS,
one of them.
GPS, right?
Some websites that run stuff too based on time like this could be affected. Normally it's not too much of an issue, but I thought I'd just mention this because, you know, leap seconds aren't something you normally hear of.
Yeah. All right, so last one. Linux Steam users, be careful. So there's a bug in Linux Steam that accidentally runs an rmrf command on your home directory, and that basically deletes everything. And the R means recursive, so it'll also delete all of the folders and all of the stuff in there. And the F is force. So, yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, part of me wonders if this kind of Steam bug would be in the Steam version of OS X. No, I'm not going.
I don't know. You should try it.
And launch Steam on OS X until this thing is fixed, because they're close enough that they can share the same code base, probably, except for the UI. So it's not something I want to mess around with.
Yeah, I mean it's on Unix, so
yeah,
not Debian.
If you're
so yeah, that's
Linux
tech news.
User and you use Steam, just be careful. You better make sure you have backups. Okie dokie.
Okay.
All right. So, skill
very
of the month.
Interesting, or I guess you could say planned, maybe. But the hunter skill of the month, Tim, is still in the lead. First place with 8.7 million experience gained, maintaining his linear trajectory from last week.
Holy
second place,
shit.
Gem Andy, 52, with 4.2. And third place, Sunset Fish, with 2.5 million XP.
If you look at the daily XP, it's
yep.
almost flat.
Yeah,
that's
I know
a
what
little
he's
terrifying,
doing, but I won't
Tim.
Say here just to, you know, protect the integrity of the competition.
Mm.
That makes it sound not. Even more sketchy.
Oh, and
but...
look, Brian got 4 XP.
Brian sucks.
Alrighty. Well, that was kind of boring. Anyways, moving on to achievements of the week. We got three of them this week. First up, Alex43 with 99 Herblore. Congratulations. I know you mentioned you wanted me to come to that, but I was unable to, mainly because you wanted... Yeah, he wanted me to come to
there.
You know, the far reaches of the world. Yeah. Yeah.
Kethis. You just go through the fairy ring.
He said he was through some of the agility paths. I didn't want to do that.
There's agility path that gets to it, but yeah, Alex, I'm gonna hurt you for making me do that. It was cold and dark and danky.
Oh, excuse me, Kethsy, not Kethis.
Okay, and next we have Colton, who got 99 mining
Good.
On January 12th.
And Brian, who sucks, got 99 cooking on January 10th, 2015.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right.
Do
you guys
already,
have a pick?
For it.
I have a pick. If you guys don't, do you guys have a pick?
Go.
No, Trekkie, do you have a pick?
No.
Okay, because this might be your last opportunity for a while. You sure?
Mm-hmm. Go.
All right. My pick of the week is Taylor Swift's album Red. I've been writing a lot of Linux configuration files in the past week, and that's been, I don't know, do people still say my jam? That
oh, yeah.
has been my jam for the past
before. So you're,
it's pretty
you're
catchy.
Well, you know, able to say jam.
Well, yeah, but you've also heard groovy, and no one says groovy, so I don't know. But yes, it has been my jam
but
for the past week.
Taylor
in
Swift
a bit,
is country
so.
And female.
But?
Okay.
And?
It's a good album. Very much enjoy it. So what, should I just
yeah, that's
do
good.
The iTunes link? Okay.
Yeah,
very good.
Taylor Swift's most viewed video on YouTube has 480 million views.
Still doesn't beat
nope.
Gnome style.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the pick. I'm not a fan of that kind of music, but I'm sure we have some listeners out there who are.
It's pretty great. Give it a chance. And also check out the Taylor Swift Information Security account on Twitter, because that's part of why I picked this up.
Oh, boy.
All right. So what have you been doing this week,
like
Shane?
I said, I found some cash under the couch, so to speak, in that I found about 800 Super Serodomen Brew flasks that I was meaning to sell
Damn.
Them after the last bonus XP weekend, but I didn't because the prices hit the floor. And then I looked, and oh, they actually went up in the new year, so I sold them. Serodomen Brew flasks.
What?
Super Serodomen flasks, pardon me. I'm back
That's
on
good.
My winemaking spree to make the rest of my regular Serodomens into super ones.
Woo!
I still need 3 more levels to do that.
Well, I mean, it's okay, and I think if you gather everything, you can make some money still, so it's not too bad. But nonetheless, aside from that, farming and mud rune crafting, that's pretty much what I end up doing these days to make profit on RS and fund the farming.
How about you, Mr. Trekkie?
What I've been doing this week, I ended up getting, did my ports. I actually got 95 smithing through my citadel. And what else did I do? What did I do this week? Oh, yeah. And I'm filling up my vials of herbs to sell into the marketplace soon. Because I get extra due to the bonuses of the engineering reward. And what else did I do this week? I reinstalled Witcher 2, and I'm trying to get me into playing that again. Because first time I couldn't get into it, but maybe with new graphics, so I pique my interest again. And I am waiting for Reed or Mike to be on so we can do some Saint Row 4. And this week I learned Saint Row 4 involved aliens. I did not know that.
Woo! All right.
And we come back around to you.
This week was my first week back at school, so I've been in classes and such. Outside of that, I've been working on a squid proxy server. It's an experiment. Over the summer, I work at my high school, and we've been wanting to make a proxy server like this to block, for example, pornographic websites. And just as a test, I'm going to make one that when someone visits a page and it has an image on it, it will flip it upside down. So if I can do that, then I can make it drop packets to a site and it'll not be able to go there. So yeah. So that's really all I've been doing. Oh, and I've been kicking Shane's ass in NHL 15 and getting my ass kicked quite a bit by Magic King.
You beat me once.
And
still
some ass kicking.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Alrighty.
But yeah, that's all I've been
thank
doing.
Thank you, everybody, for contributing and participating in RSBNB Update 500, something that comes around only once in a podcast lifetime. And with that being said, we will wrap this up. Thank you for listening, everybody, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for all your questions. Woo! Bye, everyone.
Sweet. Bye.